Riviera Radio. Business.
Heidi, hi.
Good morning.
Howdy-ho. So when are you going back to Canary Wharf then?
Don't worry about me. Most importantly, the children are going back to school today, and that is a moment to absolutely rejoice in.
According to your Prime Minister, everyone's rushing back to work in the offices. You know, there's been a massive return to work, but...
Phased approach, that's what's taking place, along with structural changes to the industry. So, listen, I think it'll take a little bit of time, but there's no doubt we will be spending more time in the offices, which I think is important for culture, for collaboration, for many other factors. But I think it will be some time before we're back, if ever, to pre-pandemic levels in many types of offices, particularly in Canary Wharf.
You should sign up with the BBC to be one of their right-wing comedians. They're looking for people, aren't you?
I thought they were looking for... Oh, yeah, I saw, yeah, they're trying to change the lineup away from left-wing type comedians into something a bit more edgy on the right side. But I'm not sure that will be a job I will be applying for.
OK, markets. Up again on Wall Street yesterday, fresh record highs, and analysts saying that the rally could run for some time.
Yeah, it was quite incredible, the performance on Wall Street, very different compared to what we've been seeing, of course, in Europe. Tech once again driving US stocks up to that record highs. Investors continue to snap up those work from home winners. NASDAQ doing very well. Apple, of course, a shining example of this. Apple now has a $2.3 trillion valuation. To put that in some sort of context, it's worth more than the entire FTSE 100. Markets also getting a boost from the Fed's promises of lower rates for longer, and the weaker dollar is also helping to push US stocks higher. Brent has been rising as well. Oil climbed past the $45 a barrel mark yesterday. There's a pickup in economic activity, particularly in the likes of China and the United States, adds to the view that demand will recover a little bit more quickly than previously anticipated. Very different story, of course, in Europe, though. European equities closed in the red yesterday. That's for the fourth consecutive session, their longest losing streak in 3 months, as travel-related stocks slumped over concerns for the sector amid reduced consumer demand and coronavirus risk after a resurgence in travel restrictions dented bookings. Stock 600 closed down 0.4%. Let's say Wall Street all looking good. S&P 500 up 0.75%. NASDAQ up another 1.4%. Should set us up for a better start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling the FTSE up 36 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 60 points. CAC Corner Paris up 26 points.
We haven't had a natter about currencies for quite a while, and it's looking pretty interesting at the moment. See, the pound picked up a bit of steam yesterday, but the dollar is weak, which
dollar
of course
weakness, yep.
Suits American exporters, and the Fed's statement about inflation the other day is just adding to that weakness. But on the other side of the coin, the euro is very strong, which is not helping Christine Lagarde at the European Central Bank.
It's not. The dollar has weakened quite substantially. If you look at the dollar index against a basket of major currencies, it's down, I think, 10.3% from March. It fell to its lowest level in 2 years in July and hasn't really recovered from those levels. A number of factors impacting the dollar, certainly in the short term. That includes uncertainty around the US election, the strategic rivalry continuing to play out with China, and, of course, concerns around the impact of the lingering protests taking place in the United States and worries around how the pandemic is going to play out. In saying that, I think the outlook for the United States as you look through into 2021 probably starts to look a little bit better than we've been seeing from Europe. They went into the medical crisis in much better shape, and they've seen an aggressive response both from a monetary but also from a fiscal side, which should generate stronger growth as you look out to next year. Whereas the recovery in Europe, I think, still looks very fragile, as we've been seeing from a lot of the high frequency data. Although markets, of course, have been boosted when it comes to the euro from the agreement to mutualize debt, as they agreed that huge European recovery fund. So that's provided a boost. But I think, as we expected, the dollar has been weaker and will perhaps remain weak during the course of this year, but then start to recover as you look through 2021. The pound continues to revolve around a number of factors, but of course Brexit uncertainty will play into that a little bit. Any signs that even a skinny deal can be achieved will be taken as positive by markets, although markets have already moved up, so I don't think we'll see the dramatic reaction perhaps that some currency analysts have been suggesting.
So what's Barclays' projections for the chances of a deal?
I think we still believe our working assumption is that we will believe some type of deal will happen, although it's likely to be a very skinny deal that focuses very much on goods. But there's a potential to build on a free trade agreement beyond that as you look through 2021. But the reality is the lack of progress, the limited time that's now been made available, the internal political disagreement has increased the risk of a no-deal Brexit playing out. But still believe that some deal can be achieved in the time frame given, although it's likely to say to be somewhat of a very thin trade deal. Some sort of Canada hard deal is the expectation at this stage.
Well, if Tony Abbott's got anything to do with it, the former Australian Prime Minister, who's rumoured to be being considered for a position on the Board of Trade, he wants freedom of movement for Australians.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? We've sort of been taking quite a lot from Australia, the idea about, you know, a point system and many of these other factors, and now to take their former Prime Minister potentially to join the trade negotiations can be important. He has done a number of trade deals, and that's going to be important for the UK's future as it starts to think about life beyond the European Union. Have been some early progress in some momentum with other countries in terms of making those agreements. But the reality is Europe is and will continue to be the UK's most important trading partner. In 2019, 43% of UK exports went to the European Union. So it's absolutely vital, of course, an agreement does get reached. There are proving to be some huge stumbling blocks at this stage. Fisheries continues to be a major concern, as does, of course, the idea of a level playing field, which would mean the UK would have to agree to a common set of rules and standards on things like workers' rights, on taxation and environmental standards as well.
Presumably, Mr. Abbott thinks that Australians would be the right kind of immigrants as opposed to ones speaking a different language on the bus, you know.
Well, that's not for me to say. I'll leave that to the trade negotiators.
And have you been out slashing tyres again, have you?
I haven't, but it's tough times at Continental, there's no doubt about that. Announcing a big ramping up of its massive restructuring plan with the aim of saving more than €1 billion in costs per year by 2023. In a move that will affect as many as 30,000 jobs worldwide. They currently employ 232,000 people, including 13,000 of its domestic German operations. The automotive giant doesn't expect the industry to return to the level seen in 2017 before 2025. Continental has already been struggling with the softer global growth conditions before the pandemic. Lower vehicle production sales been hit hard during the course of the pandemic and therefore has been forced to take more drastic action. They continue to refuse to offer a forecast for the year, citing swirling uncertainty.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Sums it up, doesn't it? Pound against the dollar coming at 133.5 this morning. Euro dollar 119. You can hit €1.12 for your British pound this morning.
It's getting warmed up now.
I know, you're getting into it, aren't you? Finding your feet.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hang possum, Bob.